I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is, as you all know, the Mia Made It series, and we are here with Mia Made It. Mia, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, guys?
Guys, what is going on? It is officially Royal Rumble Riyadh season. It is officially about to be WrestleMania season. We're here with Mia Made It. And before we get into anything, before we even get into the time, date that this pay-per-view is, where it's at, we already said that, but that's okay. Mia, congratulations. This is your fourth year on the podcast. You're officially entering your fourth complete year. So claps for Mia, everybody. Mia, how does it feel so far? How's it been? And tell everybody a little bit about your experience so far.
I didn't even know that it was my anniversary until maybe like 10 minutes ago when I was doing my research, but it's been a lot of fun and it's a experience I'm thankful for. It doesn't even feel like 4 years. Like, I didn't even think it was gonna get very far. I thought it was gonna be that one episode I did and then gone. Gonna see me again.
Do you remember the first episode?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Royal Rumble 2022? Three? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we get into it, talk about that for a little bit. How that was.
I remember the conversation being brought up multiple times about the podcast, but I was like, this is just one of the things that Darren says we're going to do, and I'm never going to do it. So I never really thought about it as much, but there is always like a piece of me that was like, maybe I should bring it up, but I never ever brought it up until I think it was maybe a day before the actual Royal Rumble, and we were talking about it in my brother's room, and he's like, we're gonna do it right now and there's no backing out. And I was like, you mean?
Yep. And a day before, or whatever the case may have been, we jumped on, we did it, and we've been doing it every single month since, outside of I think maybe 2-3 missed episodes, guys, that we've had
our fault.
In 4 years, pretty good percentage, pretty good ratio. But yeah, 4 years in, we are officially opening up the road to WrestleMania with Royal Rumble in Riyadh. Guys, as everybody knows, this is in Saudi Arabia. You can watch the Royal Rumble at, what is it, ESPN? Let's not get into if I think that that's a good idea or not. We left that about 3 episodes ago. You can catch it on ESPN in the United States and Netflix internationally for anybody who is wondering or would like to know. The match card is presented by Wingstop, and we have a lot to talk about today.
We do.
We have 2 Royal Rumble matches. We have one match where a career is on the line. And then we have a championship match. So, Mia, you want to tell us what those 2 matches are? And we will get into those, and then we'll get into the Rumble matches.
So, the 2 real matches that we have tonight are the undisputed WWE title match with Drew McIntyre defending his championship against Sami Zayn. And then we have the match between AJ Styles and the Ring General Gunther. Styles' career will be on the line during this match. So if AJ loses, it's over for AJ. If he wins, he gets to go on with his career. And then, of course, we have the women's and men's 30, right? It's 30 people?
30, yeah.
30 people match.
30 human being.
30 Royal human, there you go. Matches. Right.
So, out of the 4 matches that we have, which one are you looking forward to, or are there any that have you kind of waiting in anticipation for them?
The one that I'm most excited about is the women's Royal Rumble match, because ever since I started watching, they always have my favorite Royal Rumble match of the night. Not that the men's isn't good, but the women's
No, good. I agree. We talked about it earlier on our way home. I think that it's it may not even be that the women have a better product than the men right now. It's just the women have so much more to do, so much more they can go through, whereas the men have pretty much been through everything, you know, covered every storyline. The women, there's so much potential for, you know, so many opportunities to create different different memories and different history, or should I say herstory. But I agree. I think that the women's match is the one that I'm looking forward to the most. We will talk about the reasons why, you know, here in a second or here in a little bit, whatever you would like to do. Would you like to start with the Rumble matches, or would you like to start with the two one-on-one matches?
Let's start with the two one-on-one.
All right. So first match that we're going to talk about, since there's no title on the line, we'll talk about AJ Styles versus Gunther. This is Styles' career on the line. This is the legendary, the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, going up against arguably what I have said is the most complete wrestler in the world right now, in Gunther. They kind of have this little legend killer arc going with Gunther that I'm kind of interested to see. Is AJ Styles retiring tonight, and does his career come to an end here in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia?
I, as an AJ Styles fan, I really hope that he doesn't retire tonight, especially because of the rumors, like the AEW rumors. I hate when wrestlers go to AEW after leaving WWE, because
Tommaso Ciampa just ended up in AEW.
Exactly.
Recently.
Like, they're no hate to AEW at all. I used to watch it a lot, but now it's just like they get stars from the WWE and they use them for a week or two and then they just throw them aside and showcase their other superstars. Like, who is it? Edge, Adam Copeland. They used him for maybe 3 weeks, a month, against Christian Cage, and just never. He's always popping up randomly, not even in storylines anymore. I know Mercedes is still, you know, banking over there.
She's still cooking, yeah, for sure.
Who else do they have over there? They had Paige over there, used her for a month or two, and then she's against the same people over and over. So it's like, I don't want AJ to become wasted potential over there. But I think he can pull it off and beat Gunther tonight. But is he? Probably not.
I didn't even know that. What does it look like? Does it look like AJ Styles is on his way out? Does it look like he's about to retire? Or like, are they building a storyline here? Is it more likely that Gunther is going to win than AJ Styles? Because I haven't been following, and I am going to start following again here now that WrestleMania season is back upon us. I'll be watching, you know, every week again. What is it looking like going into this match? Who is going to edge it out? So you feel or you want AJ Styles to win. Yes. What is more likely right now?
More likely.
And then I'll go ahead and give you my opinion.
It is definitely going to be Gunther. Just by, like you said, he's kind of their number one guy right now. Like, it's sad because I don't want AJ Styles to go. I feel like he could do, I feel like there's a couple more things that he can do. But I don't think he's going to win. I want him to, but I don't think so.
So, AJ Styles, legendary. One of the most legendary names in wrestling. And what's crazy is he didn't establish that name on the WWE scene. Before he even got to WWE, he was already a name up there with The Rock, with John Cena, with, you know, Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan even. Like, you didn't even have to watch TNA to know the name AJ Styles was a big, big wrestling name. where is he today in his WWE career? I think he's on his way out. I think he very, very much would probably thrive for another year in AEW. Am I saying that's what's going to happen? Yes, probably, I think. I think Gunther is the most complete wrestler in the world. I think he, ever since ending John Cena's career, is AJ Styles John Cena? You know, I think it's going to be Gunther. I would like to see, I think what I'm looking for from this match is it going to be a squash match? Or is it going to be a classic AJ Styles match on the way out? Because we know Gunther can do both. He can squash you, make it look convincing, disappoint a lot of people, or he can give you an absolute five-star banger with one of the best to ever do it. And I'm interested to see that, but I do think that Gunther is going to take it overall. And I do think that we will see AJ Styles leave his metaphorical boots in the middle of the ring, and might be the last time we see him in the WWE. So I didn't know that. I didn't even know that that was a thing leading up to this. That's how far disconnected I've been so far. So guys, we're relying on Mia today a little bit more for, you know, for our information. But next match we're going to talk about, we got Sami Zayn and Drew McIntyre for the undisputed WWE title. What do you think is going to happen? Who do you want to win? And where do you see this going?
Honestly, I don't know who's going to win this one. Like, I personally want Drew to win and to keep the title. Because he just won it from Cody?
Survivor Series, yeah. In December.
Like, he just got it. Please don't take it off.
It would be very fitting, though.
If they keep doing it to him, he can go to AEW if he wants to.
To be fair, Drew McIntyre might be the first actual pull for AEW if that were to ever hypothetically happen.
I hope not. I was just putting that into
the air. He would be the absolute biggest pull. We won't talk about the levels to it that AEW, the type of stars, WWE, the type of stars. Won't get into that. Drew McIntyre would be the biggest, though, without a doubt.
Definitely.
He definitely is running with a gimmick right now where he's the most screwed over man in WWE history. Losing to Sami Zayn in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia kind of sounds like it could end up being one of those things that Drew McIntyre is complaining for the next year. Or at least the rest of WrestleMania season, you know. It's rigged, or the company just wants their man in the right place, this, that, the other. It's all about making money. Drew McIntyre could have some kind of opportunity here. You're right, I don't know. Where does WWE want to go with this? Are they going to continue to give Drew McIntyre the belt, allow him to continue his reign, or is it just another notch in the belt of the Scottish psychopath putting another WWE championship on his resume? And regardless of how long he had it, it's still another five-time champ, or what is he at this point, three-time champ, four-time champ, something like that. I kind of feel like if you are going to put the belt on Sami Zayn, this is where it's going to be. This is where Sami gets the biggest pop outside of, obviously, Canada. I think that this would be where you give him the belt. I don't know if they are. I want Drew McIntyre to win.
So do I.
I think that's pretty simple. Something about a champion that you don't know what's going to happen whenever they enter a fight is kind of ideal for me. And that's what's hard about this, is that Sami Zayn very much would be that champion. Carrying that WWE championship into every fight, even if it was with somebody like Jey Uso, you don't know who's going to win.
Yeah.
Whereas Drew McIntyre versus Drew, Jay, you can kind of be like, well, Drew's bigger, he's faster, he's stronger, etc. He's probably going to win. You know, with Sami Zayn, every single time he touches the mat with that belt, it's up in the air. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm not advocating for it to happen. I want Drew McIntyre to win. I think there's a lot more you can do with this character. I think if you keep on the gimmick of the most screwed over man in WWE history, it only goes so far. But he is an absolute legend on Twitter. Drew McIntyre is an absolute legend on Twitter. And I think it kind of plays into, again, the same gimmick of, you know, being screwed over time and time again every time he touches a championship. So I want Drew McIntyre to win. I'm going with Drew McIntyre. I think Drew McIntyre is going to win, but if the WWE is going to pull the Sammy trigger, it's either going to be today or it's going to be at WrestleMania.
I think so too. I agree.
So, guys, we tried to get through those quick because we have a lot of stuff to talk about here with the two Royal Rumble matches. So much so, I mean, we're going to go through last year's 30 competitors. We're going to go through who we think this year's the surprise entrants are going to be, the people who weren't listed last year but are going to be in it this year. We're going to go through this graphic right here that hit the internet and went viral, where we had kind of, what would you say, spoilers in there? This isn't the one right here. Can you try to find that? Can you try to find the one that the WWE posted?
They posted it on Instagram or something?
I don't remember where it was. Check Instagram. Check, it might have even been it could have possibly even been an event where they had a banner up.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Right?
So I can go look.
Was it a banner on a building or was it, okay. Because it's similar to this one that we have here, but this is the main faces. The other one had Tatum Paxley on it. It had
how I'm gonna find it.
Right,
by typing her name.
And it had a lot of other NXT stars. There's so many superstars that we can and I want to talk about, specifically NXT call-ups. Just to give some of these people their flowers because they are the future, and it's gonna be interesting to talk about them. And their impacts, what they could be, specifically Trick Willie.
I found it.
Go ahead. Send it to me. Or go ahead and let us know what it shows, what it has on it. Whatever you would like to do.
A lot of these stars, I don't really know who they are by looking at it.
I remember that too. I remember not 100%. Sorry, guys. Here's a picture. Yeah, it was
it's a lot of NXT superstars.
All right, guys. So, first things first, before we even get into either male or female, men or women's Royal Rumble, let's talk about both, you know? Let's talk about this graphic that has both male and female, men and women. Name a couple faces that you see on this poster because it went viral for a reason.
I see.
Mainly, obviously, Tatum Paxley.
I see Thea Hale.
You see Thea? Here.
I see
Oba.
Let me see. There's like people that I recognize, but I can't like make out who they are.
And that's where I had issues too, was there is a lot of faces that I couldn't 100% make out who they were, and I don't know if that's just me not knowing the faces 100%.
There's a lot of people with face paint on.
There's a lot of people with face paint as well. How many? One?
Two? Three?
Three people? Yes. And then, I mean, I see Joe Gacy up here. He doesn't even have face paint, so...
Oh, yeah, he's in the...
Are those the guys from NXT? The faction?
The face paint?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know if they're from, like, a...
So, basically, guys, this image went viral because a lot of people were saying that there were spoilers in it. Specifically addressing Tatum Paxley, who is one of the first faces that you will see when you open up this image. She is on the left side, the second one from the top going down. And again, well, that's the Creed brother. Is that Carmella?
I don't...
No, that's Tiffany Stratton. That's Nia Jax. That is Thea Hale. I see the North American champion.
Right now?
Ethan Page. He's behind the crane right next to Thea Hale.
There he is.
So a lot of NXT superstars, people were mad that they were, you know, exposing who was going to be in the Royal Rumble. IWC doing what the IWC does. We're not going to get too crazy about it.
Right.
Are you mad? I'm not mad.
I don't really
you know,
care.
So it is what it is, guys. Just wanted to cover that real quick and just talk about it. It's something that we had on the list of stuff we were going to talk about. The next thing that I do want to talk about is obviously the two matches. We have the women and the men's 30-man Royal Rumble. Let's talk about the men's first.
Okay.
Because
that's what I was hoping you would say.
Yeah, because the women's, there's so much to talk about. The men's is a kind of a little bit more like one thing to talk about. You know, one big thing at the very end. But, all right. So, Mia, go ahead and tell us, excuse me, guys. First thing we're going to talk about and first thing we're going to start out with when it comes to the men's Royal Rumble is we're going to talk about the 30 entrants in order from last year. So go ahead and tell us who number 1 to number 30 was, and we will discuss that.
Okay, so the first entry of the 2025 men's Royal Rumble was Rey Mysterio, and then Penta at number 2. Chad Gable at 3, Carmelo Hayes at 4, Santos Escobar at 5, Otis at 6, Bron Breakker at 7, Aisho Speed at 8, Sheamus at 9, Jimmy Uso at 10, I always struggle with his
Andrade.
Name. There you go. At, what did I say, 11?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It didn't let me copy
eight,
and paste
nine,
the numbers.
10, 11, yeah.
Jacob Fatu at 12. Ludwig Kaiser at 13. The Miz at 14. Joe Hendry at 15. Roman Reigns at 17.
16.
Drew McIntyre
at 17.
Finn Balor at 18. Shinsuke Nakamura at 19. Jey Uso at 20, AJ Styles at 21, Braun Strowman at 22, John Cena at 23, CM Punk at 24, Seth Rollins at 25, Dominic Mysterio at 26, Sami Zayn at 27, Damian Priest at 28, LA Knight at 29, and Logan Paul at number 30.
All right, so that was the 30 entrants. A long list. Good job, Mia.
Almost took me out.
Guys, this one doesn't have the numbers. The other one has the numbers, so she'll have a better time doing that one. Number 1, like she said, Rey Mysterio. 2, Penta. 3, Chad Gable. 4, Carmelo Hayes. 5, Santos Escobar. 6, Otis. 7, Bron Breakker. 8, Aisho Speed. 9, Sheamus. Jimmy Uso at 10. Andrade at 11, Jacob Fatu at 12, Ludwig Kaiser at 13, The Miz at 14, Joe Hendry at 15, Roman at 16, Drew McIntyre 17, Finn Balor 18, Shinsuke at 19, Jey Uso 20, AJ Styles 21, Braun Strowman 22, John Cena 23, CM Punk 24, Seth Rollins 25, Dominic Mysterio 26, Sami Zayn 27, Damian Priest 28, LA Knight 29, and Logan Paul number 30. So 30 entrants in 2025. I think for the most part, kind of going to be the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Is Austin Theory going to be in it?
I hope and pray that Austin Theory is in the road. Wait, every time we talk about him, something goes wrong.
So he wasn't in it last year. He was gone. This year, he's with The Vision. he's one of the main names I do not see on this list. That's why I bring his name up first, because I was looking for him when you sent it to me. I was looking for him whenever you were going through it and when I was going through it.
He's showcased on the picture.
Okay, so it would probably make sense. Who are Bronson Reed? Will he be in the Rumble as well? Is all of the Vision going to be in there alongside Logan Paul and Seth Rollins? That's going to be something to watch, and that's going to be something to see. If that is the case, the Vision is going to have a huge advantage in the 30-man Royal Rumble. Sure. And Bron Breakker as well.
How could we forget? And they're all showcased on the picture.
So, Chad Gable's obviously not. Carmelo, I have heard he will be. Bron Breakker, obviously. iShow Speed was a celebrity entrant. Did his thing, got almost killed. He's okay. He probably won't be there this year. Jey Uso will be in there again this year. Jimmy Uso?
I think so.
He's there right now, right? He's mm-hmm. active. Okay, Dominic Mysterio, probably, obviously. Sami Zayn, let's talk about Sami. Oh, Sami Zayn won't be in it. He's in the title picture.
Yes.
Okay, so that's true, because that'll be next year. No? Well, yeah. Next year, WrestleMania, Saudi Arabia. That's when they're saying the Sami magic will happen. So anybody thinking Sami might win the title tonight, I think my percentage just dropped from like 40 to like 27 now. I think it'll be next year when Sami gets a championship shot. Let's talk about some people that we think will, can, or are going to win the Rumble. Who do you think? Where do we go? So many people to talk about. I mean, Cody Rhodes is in it. That's what I want to talk about. Who are the main entrants? We got Roman, right? Mm-hmm. We got Cody.
Cody.
Right? We got, who else? Logan, Seth.
Seth is injured right now.
Is he?
I think he's out.
I'm looking at 2025, so my bad.
He can always come back.
He could always come back. Okay, so we got Braun. We got Logan. Who did I just say?
CM Punk, Cody Rhodes.
CM Punk's in
Logan
it.
Logan Paul.
Roman. Who do you think's going to win? Is this Roman's? They're definitely not going Cody Rhodes a three-peat, are they? Or not a three-peat, but three times?
I don't think so. See, I'm not tired of Cody at all. I don't think I would ever get tired of Cody. But I think that some fans are getting tired of him. Like, a lot of fans are starting to turn on him. And I don't know. I don't think they're going to be able to make him win another time. I think we'll see a post like we see every year. Worst Royal Rumble ever.
Are we looking at a Roman Reigns Royal Rumble victory in 2026? Is there any superstar bigger than Roman in the Rumble right now? And who, mm-hmm. if anybody, would throw Roman Reigns over the top rope?
Last year, Seth threw him over the top rope.
Seth is not here.
Because you never know. You never
that's
know.
That's true. Unless, so, he let's say that Seth doesn't come back. He could be faking it. he has done it before. Let's say Seth isn't coming back. And Roman Reigns is in the Royal Rumble. Who else is in the Royal Rumble? If you ask me, I mean, it's too early for Logan. That's the thing.
Really?
I think so. I think maybe after WrestleMania Riyadh, I think, we'll see the possibility of Logan go on Kalshi from 3% to 70%. I think Logan Paul in 3 years will be probably the favorite to win the Royal Rumble after WrestleMania Riyadh. Because I think after WrestleMania Riyadh, things are going to kind of switch up a lot. Yeah. I think we're kind of anticipating the Sami Zayn moment at WrestleMania in Riyadh, right? I think we're definitely all kind of Sami and Saudi is going to be a thing. you know, in wrestling history. Kind of why I'm not excited about it. It's kind of, I feel like it's kind of predictable 2 years out, but that's something to talk about 2 years later, 2 years from now. But let's see, who else? Outside of Roman Reigns, you got, like I said, Roman, Cody, CM Punk. CM Punk's already a champion.
But CM Punk's not in the...
He's not in the Rumble?
He's not in the Rumble.
See if you can find, ask ChatGPT who has declared for... Ask ChatGPT who has declared, what men have declared for the Royal Rumble in 2026. Let's see if we can get a list. That way we can find out. I know Cody is in it. I know Roman is in it. We need to find out, because we're gonna talk about the surprise entry here in a little bit. Possible.
It just gives me, based on, hold on. It gives me Cody, Gunther, Jay, Roman, Logan, and then it says possible Brock Lesnar with the...
Brock Lesnar was on the... Is he not on the image? Go back to our message thread.
No, the... Do you want me to say who's on the...
Yes, thank you. There we go.
Okay.
Why are we asking ChatGPT?
Guys, I don't condone an AI.
The Royal Rumble fever is taking over. Tell us who is on the men's side for the Royal Rumble poster.
On the men's side, we have 10 faces that are showcased, which is Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Penta, Bronson Reed, Bron Breakker, Rey Mysterio. I can't remember this guy's name to save my life.
Oba?
Yes. Him?
Oba Femi. Femi. Oba Femi.
I haven't watched NXT in a long time, guys. Jey Uso, Austin Theory, and Logan Paul.
Okay, so first things first. Let's talk about Oba Femi. I haven't watched NXT either. Let's talk about Oba being on the poster and what that says about his spot in the Royal Rumble this year. My guess and my prediction, he's going to be the Nia Jax of the Men's Rumble, where he comes in, throws over 7 people in a minute. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sets a record or something, boom. Oba Femi, that's his impact on the Rumble this year. That's going to be what people are talking about. Not going to win it. Way too early.
Way too early.
Unless you think he's a bona fide megastar now, then you're going to make him a now player, a main event player now. I don't know if that's the case, but I have heard a lot. I have heard a lot of things about Oba where a lot of people are backing him and a lot of people think he's the right now, not the future. Wow. Did he not have a match with Cody Rhodes or at least a promo with Cody Rhodes on NXT?
Mm-hmm, right? Just recently.
So that's something as well. The very fact that he's on the poster says something. But like, yeah. I said, I think he comes in, Nia Jax effect, boom, 8 people thrown over by Oba.
Well, and I then know eventually that he, I don't know if he won back the title or he beat Ricky Saints for the title. And then I think right after he left the belt in the ring and walked out. So a lot of people are speculating that this could be his main roster
debut.
I want Ricky Saints to be in the Royal Rumble. Like,
we'll talk about the. We'll see if we can talk about that here in a little bit. Let's talk about who is not going to win this match based off these ten pictures. Bronson Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Rey Mysterio. Who's this? Okay.
I don't think Penta.
And Penta.
You think Jay's gonna win
twice in a row? I think Jay has. Yeah, no, not twice in a row. So
I think
Jay
he'll
too.
Be the final.
He'll four. Definitely be in at least the final four, final five. But nah, they're not gonna make him run it back. So let's remove Ray. Let's remove Penta. Let's remove Bronson Reed. Let's remove Oba and let's remove Jay. And let's talk about five. Roman. Let's talk about Cody. Let's talk about Logan, Bron Breakker, and Austin Theory. Okay? These are the big names. I love Austin. These are the people right here. If we're looking at this Royal Rumble match, it's not going to be Carmelo Hayes. It's not going to be an Ethan Page. It's not going to even be Obafemi. Like I said, I think Oba is going to have his spot where he makes his impact, but I don't think he's going to win it unless they're hiding something and they're ready to do it. I don't know if that's the case. It'd be crazy to have him go over Roman and Cody and Braun and Logan and Jay and Theory, you know, and Penta. That'd be crazy, but it would say a lot. So, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Bron Breakker, Austin Theory, Logan Paul. Logan Paul, what are his chances? I mean, I kind of already talked about it, but you go ahead and give it your opinion. What are his chances of winning this year? Do you think it's too early? Do you think they're going to do it?
I think...
he was top four last year.
And last year, I was kind of rooting for him in me the last too. Four.
He was in the final four.
Don't cancel me, you guys. But I definitely think... Me personally, I would love to see Logan Paul win a Royal Rumble. I would love to see him in the main title picture.
Run would be crazy.
In WrestleMania. I know the internet wrestling community would hate it.
He's not there yet, I don't think.
But I think he is more likely to win a Elimination Chamber before he wins a Royal Rumble. I'm delusional, so I would really like him to win. But definitely he has to win the Elimination Chamber before he goes to win a Royal Rumble.
You know what I think might happen? And I hope they do. I hope they make Logan Paul the Iron Man of this year's Rumble.
Me too.
Bring him in at one or two, maybe even three, and have him go the whole until the top five. Let him be thrown out the fifth one.
You know what I mean? Cody has declared that he will be number one this year. He's coming in at number one.
So Cody's going to be the Iron Man. Yeah, we're going to see Cody go till the top three, and then he'll probably get thrown out if he doesn't win it.
Back to what you were saying earlier about the person who can throw Roman Reigns out.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only person that would be able to throw him out is Brock Lesnar if he is in the Royal Rumble.
If he returns.
Because, he's already like back.
Oh, he is, right?
Like, he's showing up on SmackDown. Like, I know he just had a segment with Paul Heyman the other day where he told Paul, come talk to me about something. So I think if anybody's to throw him out, it's going to be a superstar nobody expects it to be. Somebody maybe like Logan, or it's going to be Brock Lesnar.
Whoever throws Roman out is going to end up in a feud with Roman Reigns.
Definitely.
Either leading up to the next PLE or leading up to WrestleMania. So it's either going to be like somebody like Cody, somebody like Brock. Like you said, maybe somebody like Logan. Maybe Logan throws out Brock.
Logan.
Sorry, guys, technical difficulty. I don't know if y'all heard that. I still want to see Brock Lesnar and Logan. Still want to see more of Cody and Brock. You know, I always thought that... Let's not talk about surprise entrance right now. Let's stick on the... Because we're going to go into, you know... And then we're going to talk about the actual surprise entrance I want to talk about. And I don't want to get to that till the end of this segment right here. So, Cody, Roman. We talked about Logan. Iron Man. Hopeful winner.
Check.
Check 1, 2.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, guys, hold on. A little bit of technical difficulties in the studio with the microphones. Okay. We talked about Logan. We said possible Iron Man. We said hopeful winner. Let's talk about Austin Theory. I think the chances are lower.
My fault, guys.
I think the chances are lower for Austin Theory to win than they are for Logan to win. I don't like saying that. But I don't think Buzzcut Austin Theory is going to be the guy. I think this is the reformation of Austin Theory. And I think once he's ready to take that spot.
I hope the buzz cut isn't his thing, you know.
I don't think so. I think it's just like.
Like bring back
repackage. A repackage. Eventually, he's going to get back to that Theory character. The A-Town Down, just less, I think, obnoxious. Less kind of flamboyant a little bit. I think it's going to be just more like his real personality. I do think Austin Theory is the future. I still think it.
Me too.
I still do think that the WWE fumbled by burying him the way that they did just because he was Vince McMahon's boy.
Exactly.
I think that was wrong. That was a... he was 24, 25 years old, so he... You know, he could deal with the 2 years off, you know, comes back 28, 29, he's, you know, back ready to go in his 30s. That's where you're going to see the best Austin Theory, but I don't think it's today. I don't think it's now. Mm-mm. So,
Jey Uso. I would like to see Austin Theory as a Royal Rumble winner, but bring back his hair before you make him a Royal Rumble winner.
Let's see.
I hope they bring Grayson into the Royal Rumble to have him face off with Austin because they haven't seen each other since Austin's came back.
And that's the thing is there's so many different little dynamics that could happen within the match. It's who you throw out could possibly lead to a feud. Mm-hmm. Who you team with could possibly lead to a tag team. And, you know, and there's just so many things that could possibly happen. Austin Theory, Logan Paul, I think they're the future. I don't think they're right now. I think they're 3 years from now. Three years from now, we'll be seeing Austin Theory, Logan Paul, probably as WWE champion, world heavyweight champion, respectively. That's my prediction. You know, talking about right now, let's talk about Bron Breakker.
I love Bron Breakker.
Arguably the favorite, if not Cody, if not Roman.
I don't know. I haven't been seeing people say much for the men's Royal Rumble. I've been seeing people throw out Finn Balor as a name, but I don't.
Mm-mm.
I would like.
I mean,
Finn Balor, but bro, Finn makes me like the wasted potential.
I mean, I did see something where Liv was apparently getting on him about being the only one not chasing a championship in the Judgment Day.
That completely changed my.
Finn Balor, he's not even on the poster, though.
Finn Balor is slowly becoming a what if, and he's slowly becoming the Joe Burrow of WWE, and it makes me really sad.
He is another one of the names expected to go to AEW alongside AJ Styles.
No, he's not. He wouldn't do that.
That's what I've heard.
He wouldn't do that to me.
I love Nikki Bella. Sorry, we're watching the Women's Royal Rumble from last year. That would be the most out of nowhere Royal Rumble winner that I think would work.
I would root
overall.
For him. I'd be on the Finn train.
I think it would be like out of nowhere. Boom, he wins, but they could make it work because of the Judgment Day angle. I still think the Judgment Day story is probably the best wrestling story right now.
Definitely.
Still going. And between Liv, between Roxanne, between Raquel, I can't wait to talk about the Women's Rumble, man. There's so many people to talk about. That being said, you don't think Bron Breakker... If we're not looking at Bron Breakker as the winner of this match, we're looking at Cody or we're looking at Roman. I think that's what it comes down to, ultimately.
What makes me so sad is that ever since I started the podcast... Even when it comes to the Royal Rumble, I've never rooted for anybody else but Seth. And now I might have no choice but to because he's not in this one.
He's not in this match.
So y'all hate me.
My thoughts on Bron Breakker. Do I have thoughts on Bron Breakker winning this match? I can see him and Paul Heyman 100%. Being the people to every week, we don't know who we're going to pick. You mm-hmm. call me. You go. I can't get it out of my head that I just think it's going to be one of those that I think it's just going to be Roman or Cody. I can't get it out of my head. I can't convince myself that Theory or Logan or Oba or Jay or Ray or Penta or Bronson Reed or Bron Breakker are going to go over those two guys.
See, my thing is the WWE likes to pull unexpected cards. Like, you know, last year we didn't think Jay was going to win. Last year we thought mm-hmm. that John Cena was going to win the Royal Rumble. And they randomly pulled Jay out of nowhere. So I think, because last year, John Cena was the most advertised star for last year's Royal Rumble. Everybody thought that he was going to win. Everybody's like, it's going to be his last Royal Rumble. He's winning it. He's going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
All this stuff. And then they pulled somebody out of nowhere. So that's what I think they're doing with this one. They're advertising two top stars to win the Royal Rumble, and then they're just going to pull somebody.
See, and my only disagreement with that was there was a story for Jay to win the Rumble last year.
What was his story last year?
It was kind of the whole Jay needs a singles championship, hasn't won his singles championship, and then he went and won his first singles championship at WrestleMania. Was it a long shot? Yeah. It was definitely a long shot. What are they going to go with? Jey Uso winning his first singles championship or John Cena chasing his final one? John Cena ended up winning the Elimination Chamber, right?
Yes.
And winning the championship there? Or
no,
the
to go face Cody? Yeah, to go face Cody at WrestleMania. Okay. That's when he turned. That was his heel turn.
And that's what I think the other person is going to end up doing. I think whoever wins between Cody and Roman, which I'm starting to convince myself I think they are going to tack that third Royal Rumble win on Cody's resume.
I'm not going to lie.
I think I'm starting to convince myself that Cody might be the winner. Roman might end up winning an Elimination Chamber. That doesn't sound right, right?
I think it would be the other way around.
The other way?
Roman wins the Royal Rumble. But I don't see Cody winning for a third time.
I can see it. Here's something to look up. Most Royal Rumble wins is what, two? It was Edge and it was... No, we talked about the Money in the Bank. Most Royal Rumble wins. Look it up for the men. Because I want to say it was Stone Cold with three.
It says Stone Cold Steve Austin holds the record for the most Royal Rumble wins, having won the match three times, 1997, 1998, and 2001.
Who else?
Multiple winners, two times.
Shawn.
Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, John Cena, Batista, Triple H, Randy Orton, Edge,
Legends.
Brock Lesnar, and Cody Rhodes.
Legends. Okay. If Cody is your guy, if he's your now, if he's your John Cena, you are one night away from cementing his resume with legends. Well, with the legend, Stone Cold Steve Austin, the one and only person to ever win the I think Cody Rhodes is gonna win. I think they're going to give him three. I think whoever eliminates Roman Reigns, that's where Roman's going. Championship or not, I think that he's going to have a WrestleMania program with somebody, and it's going to be big, but I don't think he's going to be going for a championship. And if he does, I think it's a World Heavyweight Championship, him and CM Punk. Or is it Cody and Punk? Who has the bigger beef right now?
Cody and Punk or Roman? I don't think CM Punk's not beefing with either of them.
What about history?
Definitely would be Roman.
Roman?
Over Cody, I think it would be Roman. But
Roman hasn't held the World Heavyweight Championship yet.
You know who CM Punk has been beefing with recently?
Who?
Finn Balor. He just said on the show that he's going to be talking about some people, and he said Finn Balor was the first name to come out
of his mouth. The IWC isn't they ain't shit all the time, but right. They are sometimes, you know, and they'll be doing their things. I'm seeing them already, well, very, very small portions. Very, very small portions, but I'm seeing people talk about Finn Balor and making edits with him with the World Heavyweight Championship.
Please.
It looks good. It looks right. I do not see the path to do it. But I wouldn't be surprised.
It's 'cause you've gaslit yourself into thinking Cody's going to win.
To knowing Cody's going to win, but that's a different story. I can't see the path. But if it does happen, I wouldn't be upset at all. I would love to see Finn Balor in a WrestleMania main event versus CM Punk. I think the match would be epic.
I'm gonna cry.
The build. Yeah, because you could go into a build here. Look, metaphorically going into the future, you build up this championship match by saying, CM Punk, I accomplished it all. I'm the best in the world. You had all the potential. You didn't do anything with it. You're still mid-carding. You're the only one in Judgment Day without a title. Dominic Mysterio is even becoming bigger than you. Could fuel Finn Balor to winning a championship at WrestleMania.
I know CM Punk and Finn Balor just fought recently in Dublin, Ireland for the title. Finn Balor didn't win. And there's more to that story. Because CM Punk told him, in order for me to be the best in the world, I have to beat the best in the world. And Finn Balor is a great wrestler. He's a phenomenal wrestler. 100%. Just the way that AJ Styles is. He's always up there with AJ. Mm-hmm. He, like I said, he's just slowly becoming a what if in the WWE. And I would hate for Triple H to fumble him. Because he's not getting any younger.
He is not young at all. He's, what, 41 years old?
I think 40. So, but he doesn't look 40.
He doesn't
he's
look
40. He's moving like he's still
30-some. And that's the thing about Finn Balor that you can't overlook is that his age doesn't play a factor.
At all.
He has Randy Orton at 40 years old said, I want to go for 10 more years. It was hard to imagine because of the back issues, the neck issues, etc. Finn Balor can go another 10 years.
For sure.
And 10 years is a freaking eternity in WWE history when it comes to repackaging somebody. You know, there's Brock Lesnar.
Right.
That's where I'd seen him. On the cover of the Royal Rumble Riyadh on the kickoff show on WWE. So interesting. If Brock Lesnar comes back, what does that do to the chances of Cody winning his third, of Roman winning, of anybody else winning? Does he have heat with anybody right now, Brock Lesnar?
I don't know. And he's kind of just been there. Like, he's kind of like hovering around everybody. What?
Okay. 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 Guys, I think we figured it out. Okay. Who did Drew McIntyre beat after he won the Royal Rumble in 2020 to win his first ever?
Brock Lesnar. No.
So if Brock Lesnar wins the Royal Rumble this year, who do you think he's going to go after?
Drew McIntyre.
And 100%. What is the story? Can Drew McIntyre now hold off the Beast instead of being, he's not the hunter anymore, he's the hunted.
Exactly.
I think I just convinced myself one of two things are going to happen. Cody's going down synonymous as the greatest Royal Rumbler of all time with Stone Cold Steve Austin, or Brock Lesnar's going back to complete that story with Drew McIntyre. And since we're talking about Drew McIntyre and how they've been doing him so dirty, this is a story to fix it. This is it.
Right.
This is your chance to fix it right here. If you're serious about Drew McIntyre, you have two things in front of you. Obviously, a lot more. You have the Finn Balor thing. You have the Cody thing. You have either going with Cody, continuing to crown your golden boy. I have no problem with it. I have no problem with Finn Balor winning the championship and chasing CM Punk. But Brock Lesnar, we just saw him on the poster. He's gonna be there, or else they wouldn't have had him on there. If he comes in at number 30,
everyone's cooked.
It is over. We know exactly what's gonna happen. I think I know where I'm going. I think I convinced myself. I think Brock Lesnar's coming back and he's gonna win.
I think they're gonna
fix the issue. They're gonna complete the story with Drew McIntyre. Once they complete that story, title's liable to go wherever, anywhere. After that, whoever faces Drew McIntyre, it's up in the air. Whoever's gonna win. I don't know if Drew's gonna win or the other person, but I think until WrestleMania, that's where we're going.
I think
that's my opinion.
See, that's one of the most believable,
yeah,
options.
Predictable.
I can see it happening, but it's time for, I think it's time for Finn, the prince, to get his crown, because it's nice. Been too long. And nice. I am on the Finn train since the day I started watching wrestling. I have never left Finn's side. And I guess I can vote for him over Seth because someone decided to get hurt.
So you're going with Finn?
I'm going with Finn all the way.
Lock it in.
And I love an underdog story.
It's so difficult for me to choose between Cody and Brock of which of those stories I want to see, but I just have a feeling they're going to go with...
Somebody can always win the Elimination Chamber out of the two.
That's true, but I feel like... I think Cody would go on to win, but you have a chance to make... And it would make sense in history. It would make sense in history sense. So, yes, okay, Cody won two back-to-back years. Then he lost 1 year, and then he wins another one. If he lost that one in between and then loses another one, you can't really go back and make him win a third one. It would be kind of a little bit out of sequence unless you put it together right. But I think, damn, Cody, pick it up, man, because you're making me root against you too many podcasts, and I don't like it. But I'm going to go with Brock. I think Brock's coming back, and I think that's where we're going is Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania. I think Paul Heyman's going to play a big role.
I think so.
So, yeah, that's the Men's Royal Rumble. Oh, actually, we're going to... Let's talk about the surprise entrance real quick. All right, so returners. Let's talk about returners. We got surprise entrance returners, whatever you would like to call it. We have a list, a small one. Right, Mia?
Very small.
Go ahead and tell us who the men are... predicted or the projected returners for the Men's Royal Rumble.
So,
and I want to talk about one of them in particular. The other one we can kind of gloss over.
This one in.
Yeah.
Okay. So for our men's surprise entries, we've only gathered two, which is Matt Cardona, and the name that has been getting thrown around everywhere, Chris Jericho.
Let's talk about Matt real quick. Just real quick, let's just gloss over it and let's just discuss it. Not going to win it, right?
Definitely not.
Done. Oh, all right. So let's talk about Chris Jericho. Guys, Y2J, Chris Jericho, what is going on there? What? Is his contract up with AEW? Is he not under contract with AEW right now?
I think it's over already. Like, it's...
Oh,
and
my
people
God.
Are like, that he said he wants... Oh, to come back.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's see. How do we do this? Real quick. Look something up for me. ChatGPT. Yeah. What are the chances that Chris Jericho returns at tonight's Royal Rumble? Let's see what that says. Let's see what happens. Because, guys, he's not going to win it. If he comes back, I just want to put that out there now. I'll make that my official stance. I don't think Jericho's going to win it. Jericho versus CM Punk would be hard, though.
What did it say? Chris Jericho returning tonight?
What are the chances? See if it gives us a projection, because it'll look through like all the betting sites and stuff like that, I think. Kalshi, don't do us wrong. Let's go.
It's loading, guys.
Does it say anything?
It says what reliable sources are saying is that he is not an official entry.
Excuse me.
At the moment.
Okay.
Many outlets are treating him as a possible surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Commentary and rumor coverage have his name in the mix.
Okay.
But there is no confirmation from the WWE or Jericho himself.
Okay. Okay, guys, we're going to do something new real quick. This is something that I learned. When you want to know something, you go to the betting odds. Look up Kalshi odds, K-A-L, same thing on ChatGPT, K-A-L-S-H-I, mm-hmm. odds, Chris Jericho returns.
Wait, it auto-corrected it.
That's fine. Take your time. This is the first time we're going to use Kalshi, guys, but I think we're going to start using it to kind of
you said see what it is.
S-H-I.
Okay.
Kalshi odds, O-D-D-S.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jericho returns tonight at Royal Rumble.
Chris.
Let's see if Kalshi has any odds on it. You can bet on anything. But I want to know if he comes back, what the odds are that he's going to come back. Because that might be one of the biggest returns, at least I've witnessed, since John Cena back in 2009. And John Cena was still on the active roster. Since it CM Punk.
There are no public
available
odds for Chris Jericho's return tonight.
Okay. I'm gonna go bet like a dollar and win my dollar back. Right. No, anyways. So I don't even know how it works. But anyways, Chris Jericho coming back would be a huge return. Possibly almost as big as CM Punk coming back to the WWE. Not as big, because obviously CM Punk's was huge in impact when he came back. Like, that was, I think the only one even near him was like Cody Rhodes, because of the whole creating another company, etc. But Chris Jericho coming back would, I mean, we all know he still did well in AEW. We all know there is times that he carried the company multiple times as champion. Whenever they were dealing with injuries, they were dealing with people not living up to the stories, whatever the case may have been. What is your knowledge on Chris Jericho, or what is your opinion on Chris Jericho at this moment, since you're somebody who I think has only seen him in AEW, right?
Yes, I have only seen him in AEW.
You just made the list.
I liked him when he was in AEW. He was one of my favorite superstars other than Christian Cage. And I think if he was to come back to WWE tonight in Saudi with their crowd and with his theme song in AEW, you know how the crowd always sings his theme? I really want him to come back.
If the lights go out for that number 30 entrant, it's Chris Jericho. If the lights go out, guys, you can bet it's Chris Jericho.
And I think if he's to come back any time, tonight would be the night for him to come back. Where else would he? He wouldn't win it.
No, not at all.
But he would.
Unless there's some history between him and CM Punk that I don't know about, but I wouldn't know. I don't
think so.
It's not something that has popped up on my timeline that I know off the head, and I don't even think that you've heard, so.
Yeah, so hopefully, I want him to return, because he was my favorite in AEW. And I get a lot of backlash for that opinion, but he is one of my favorites, I think.
One thing we can say about Chris Jericho, and that has been true every single time, is that he has the ability to continually and constantly reinvent himself and create new gimmick after new gimmick after new gimmick successfully. And not a lot of people like that. Plus, Chris Jericho, if he is getting near retirement, which I would imagine he is, where else would he retire other than the WWE?
And again, with the AEW doing WWE superstars wrong, like, they had him there for, he didn't fight CM Punk in AEW, right? For the title, where CM Punk got into the fight backstage.
No. Okay.
I don't know why I got those two.
That was once he was already separated from, what was the clique called? What was the faction?
I can't remember what it was called.
I don't know, but it was a good faction, though. I liked it.
I think...
I'm not a big AEW guy, so...
Don't...
Again, I just don't watch it. I don't not like it.
AEW likes to ruin a lot of superstars. Like I said in the beginning, so much potential just gets thrown to the side, and that's what they did with Chris Jericho. They just threw him to the side, and they bring him in randomly at random times for random storylines that have nothing to do with him.
I think in the current climate of WWE with the older superstars being back, John Cena getting his farewell, CM Punk being a champion, The Rock just being back, you know, there's a lot of people from that era who are starting to come and get their retirement tours in. Yeah. Chris Jericho, if you don't do it, that's a wasted opportunity to make money. He would come in, he would fit in perfect. I think he would elevate the locker room. I think he would be a locker room leader. Jericho's a legend, and I think him coming back would get an absolute pop out of me. I think so. I hope that surprise entrant is true and is something that happens tonight. That'll make my Rumble weekend.
This thing says here, some markets imply roughly a 70% chance of him turning up tonight.
You see what I'm saying? Trust the markets, or at least go to them when you want to know more or less where it looks like this is going. So, thank you for that research, Mia. Look at Mia doing research on the spot right now, checking the markets, seeing what the markets are telling you. but yeah, so that's about now. We covered all of our Men's Royal Rumble. We're going to take a break now, guys. We're going to go into an ad break, and when we come back, we will talk about the Women's 2026 Royal Rumble. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the show. This is the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, as you know, the Mia Made It series, and we are covering Royal Rumble weekend from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. This is a 2026 Royal Rumble. Catch it on ESPN in the United States or on Netflix internationally. We have talked about three matches up until this point, and we are an hour into the podcast, guys. So, you know, a lot to talk about. We told you we had a lot more research that we did leading up to this podcast, so it was going to be a little bit more. But as you know, you guys can watch it before the show, during the show, after the show, and check to see how we did with our predictions, because ultimately that's what this show is we get on here, we predict, and you know, you guys can predict with us. So next and final match we're going to talk about, Mia, the one we've been waiting for, the one we are both excited to watch, and it is the Women's Royal Rumble match. I'm so excited for this match. I am so excited for this match. This match is the one for the past, I think, like 4 or 5 years that have made me, like, you know, excited for the Rumble. And because of so many reasons, you know, so many people. Let's talk about some of those people. Would you like to read the list of 30 participants?
I will read this one.
Yeah? Okay.
And I promise y'all, I'm going to cook on this one.
Go ahead and read us the 30 participants from the 2025 Women's Royal Rumble last year.
Okay. So starting off strong, at number one, we have Io Sky. Number two, Liv Morgan. Roxanne Perez at three. number 4 being Lyra Valkyria, number 5 being Chelsea Green, B-Fab coming in at number 6, Ivy Nile coming in at 7, 8, Zoe Stark, 9, Lash Legend, 10, Bianca Belair, 11, Shayna Baszler, I forgot about her, 12, Bayley, 13, Sonya Deville, 14, Maxine Dupri.
Thank you, Shayna.
15, Naomi. 16, Jada Parker.
We love you, Shayna.
17, Piper Niven. 18, Natalia. 19, Jordan Grace. 20, Meechin. 21, Alexa Bliss. 22, Zelina Vega. Candice LeRae at 23. Stephanie Valkyr at 24. Trish Stratus at 25. 26, Raquel Rodriguez. 27, Charlotte Flair. 28, Julia. 29, Nia Jax. And number 30, the returning Nikki Bella.
Wait.
This is the one we just watched right now.
Oh, damn. Alexa Bliss got that pop at 21? She entered at 21 and she got a bigger pop than the person entering at 27. It's crazy. That's the first thing I want to talk about from last year. Let's talk about the fact that Alexa Bliss is entering this Royal Rumble, right? Her and Charlotte Flair already admitted that. They both said that they are entering this Rumble. So Alexa Bliss chasing a Rumble spot. Charlotte Flair chasing a Rumble spot. They've been teammates for the last few months. Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair returned at 27 last year. Alexa Bliss returned at 21. Alexa Bliss had the biggest pop of Royal Rumble night, period. Nobody had a bigger pop than her. Arguably one of the biggest pops in Rumble history. But that can be debated by everybody online. I'm not saying it. I'm not the only one saying it. Sports Illustrated right. said it. Forbes said it. WWE.com said it. And now the 3 and D signs in sports podcast, Mia Made It series is saying it. So huge pop. Outdid Charlotte Flair. That was the narrative coming out of the show regardless. Do we see Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair break up tonight?
I don't think so.
No? Are they champs?
They just lost recently or maybe a couple months back. But I don't think they're going to break up because I think they just officially said they were friends. So that's like the big thing right now.
Okay.
So I don't think that's going to... I don't think so yet. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Is Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair going to end up being the WrestleMania match this year?
I hope so.
Is it
that
something?
That would be so good.
Is their breakup going to be something that leads into a match at WrestleMania? Like, is that where that story is going?
We're
just waiting
so.
For that breakup?
I think so.
Right.
But who would turn on who? Because I'm assuming Charlotte would turn on Alexa.
I would assume. Alexa has mad trust issues when it comes to partners because Nia Jax turned on her.
Everybody turns on
Alexa. And, well, I mean, it's karma. She did it to everybody at first. So, you know. But that being said, just wanted to cover that real quick. Wanted to cover the pop. Wanted to cover kind of the direction that might be going. Because are either of those women going to win, in your opinion, tonight?
Alexa or Charlotte?
Yeah.
I don't think Charlotte, but I would have Alexa on my list to win.
Who are the two champions for the women right now?
The two women's champions are...
Jade is the WWE women's champion.
And Stephanie.
Stephanie Vaquer. Okay, good. Because I do want to talk about the championship reigns, and I do want to say some things that I may have been wrong about. One second. When it comes to certain people holding certain belts. Is it them or is it the WWE? I don't know. We will talk about it here in a second. But... what are you looking for?
Okay, I was just making sure that I was right. It's Stephanie and
Jason. Stephanie? Okay. So, Alexa Bliss, does she have any history at all with Jade Cargill or Stephanie Vaquer right now?
No.
Have they interacted in any way?
I don't think she's interacted with Stephanie.
No?
No.
Jade?
I feel like she has, but I can't, like,
nothing like that, though, right? Where she's confronted or anything? Mm-mm. I don't even think I've seen them on the same screen. Same match or anything yet.
I don't think so, no.
So, okay, that being said, I don't think Alexa's going to win tonight, as much as I would love to see it. There's probably going to be a lot of other options. Go ahead and pull up the image that we referred to with the men so we can see who the main people that they're advertising for tonight. A lot of people we're going to talk about here, guys. This segment's going to go for another 20 minutes. So there's Alexa and Charlotte. I love you, Alexa. So
you want me to read these off?
Yeah, go ahead and tell us who's on there.
Okay, so the faces we have that are showcased are Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, Raquel Rodriguez, Roxanne Perez, Liv Morgan, Charlotte Flair, Asuka, Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, and Alexa Bliss.
Okay, so that's 10 as well, right? Five. Yes, and, five.
And
okay.
We have 3 teams in this picture.
Who are they?
Rhea Ripley and Io Sky, who are the tag team champions right okay. now. Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss. And then, of course, the Judgment Day, Liv Morgan, Roxanne and Raquel.
All right. So, plenty to talk about. Before we get into all of those things, because I do want to talk about the younger women on the list from 2025 first, and then we'll talk about the 10 faces of the Rumble right now. First thing I want to talk about when it comes to the Women's Rumble, let's talk about the champions. Because both you and I, huge advocates for Stephanie Vaquer and for Jade Cargill to hold the championships. What have your thoughts been lately? Have you been pleased? Have you enjoyed the title runs, the reigns? What are your opinions so far?
I have definitely enjoyed Stephanie's. Jade, she just hasn't been doing anything. I haven't seen anything with the title recently. But Stephanie definitely is my favorite champion at the moment, and I think that Jade's gonna lose it soon if they don't start doing something with her.
I wanted to say the same thing similarly, but not so much just Jade Cargill. I sat here and I advocated to give the championship to Stephanie Vaquer. I still think it was a good decision. I still think Stephanie Vaquer is a star. I still think that she is big time. It is very, very, very hard to translate to an American crowd when you don't speak English right. that well. Not a knock against Stephanie Vaquer. I put her up there with Asuka and with Io Sky as two of the best in-ring performers in the WWE, male or female. Extremely, extremely good. I also said that I thought her aura alone would be enough to make her championship reign memorable. Mm-hmm. I think I had too big of a aura glow around Stephanie Vaquer. I think you gave the title to her, and I think that it kind of, in my opinion, fell a little bit flat on its face once the aura kind of like, okay, you know, her walking out, she looks cool, she's pretty, you know. Once it kind of settles, it's like, okay, now what? And I think it kind of went as far as the aura.
I definitely think they're losing them at WrestleMania if they are to stay champions until. Because I think Jackie Redmond was just saying, not Jackie.
Kathy Kelly?
No. The girl with the blonde hair. What's her name?
Oh, Megan Morant.
Yes, she was saying that she can see the title switching hands before WrestleMania. So we really can't pin, like, who they're going to choose if they win. Who the
champ is going to be going into Mania. I can see that because I've said it multiple times on this podcast. The women's titles can benefit from transition.
Definitely.
There is nothing wrong at all with the title changing hands 2-3 times before WrestleMania.
Twice.
It's exaggerating, you know, but, you know, once before WrestleMania. I can see that happening. Love Stephanie Vaquer. Think she's going to get better. Only going to get better. Future star. Future of the business. Going to win more world championships in the future. Mm-hmm. First one, I think it about did what it did already. Yeah. I think we already, not saying she's going to fall out of the picture. She's still going to be there. But I do think that, what is this? Oh, it's a Rumble match. I'm sorry. I was like, are these extra matches being thrown on?
I was like, don't show me who's going to be in there.
Yeah. Jade Cargill, on the other hand, I do think that Jade Cargill, I haven't seen them do anything with her.
Yeah, she definitely hasn't.
I haven't seen anything. She looks cool with the belt, like we said. I'm not seeing any staggering merch numbers. Is she leading the merch numbers right now for the women? Can you look that up?
No? I think it would have been like put
it would have. It would have. Somebody would have said something. I'm trying
my best not to look at the screen, so I don't see who's in there.
She's not somebody who's doing staggering numbers merch wise. I'm not seeing any crazy gear that's like real, like what I thought it would be. I haven't even really seen her defend it once. She's only had it a month, but haven't seen her defend it. I've seen little confrontations here and there. Maybe they're waiting for the Rumble. Maybe they're taking their time, and that's me being a little bit.
But like, they aren't even defending them at the Royal Rumble. Like, neither of them are.
None of the world champions are.
Only men one. Either.
Oh, well, just Drew. Yeah, you're right. I don't know why that was, and that leads me to believe that the Royal Rumble matches are going to be very deep. Yeah. Like they're probably going to be about an hour each.
There is somebody I do want to talk about, which is Becky. I don't know if anybody's seen the new season of Unreal, but I was watching it the other day, and Becky was touching up on her personal life, on her career, and she says that there's a high possibility that this is her final run. This is her final contract, and it's over.
Ooh.
Because she said that this break that she just went on recently was going to be her final. She was just going to go.
Her final break?
Yeah. No, like, that break was going to be it. Like, that was going to be her retirement. Like, she was going to go into retirement from her break. So her next
break is her last break.
So that's what she said, that there's a high possibility that there will be this is her final run.
Ooh, okay. So however long that contract is, probably 2-3 years. So guys, enjoy Becky Lynch while you have her, because she's nearing 42. And I would imagine about around that age, she's probably about ready to call it quits, go enjoy time with her kid.
That would genuinely be devastating for me.
That'd be a crazy retirement right there. I would feel old. What does that contract look like? 2-3 years?
We're going to search it up right now.
Okay. I was going to say, gosh. I want to say she might have just renewed it recently. 5 years?
Set to expire. Wait, this is her old one. This scares me a lot.
Riyadh is Jericho, Y2J. I'm already seeing Jericho signs in the crowd during the pre-show. We got 48 minutes till showtime, guys.
It says she hasn't renewed this. Her newest contract.
No.
Not yet. But, it says on Netflix series WWE Unreal, Lynch mentioned that this is likely her final contract. Yes, she is. It said that she's not included in the Rumble.
Oh, she is?
This year, but I'm pretty sure she is.
Yeah, ChatGPT doesn't know everything.
No, it's just Google.
Oh, Google doesn't know everything. But let's talk about some of the other supporting cast members that are going to be in the Royal Rumble tonight. I say that very, very affectionately. People that I don't think are going to win, but are going to be in it, or we can talk about them in a way that they are going to make an impact or are just genuinely great superstars. You know, Io Sky, Lyra Valkyria, Chelsea Green, Zoe Stark could possibly be coming back tonight. You know, she's been out for a year. Lash Legend was one of the top four women in last year's Rumble. At the very end, she was one of the final four, Lash Legend from NXT. So, you know, make with that also what you will. Bianca Belair should be returning this year. Again, don't know what happened to Shayna. Bailey's in the Rumble.
Shayna was released.
Shayna was released. Sorry, Shayna. We love you, Shayna. Bailey's in the Rumble. Maxine Dupree. Jada Parker is probably going to be in it. Natty might be in it. Jordynne Grace is going to be in it. Stephanie Vaquer, Trish, that was last year. Let's talk about Raquel Rodriguez. Let's talk about Raquel, Liv, and Roxanne. We have Raquel, we have Liv, and Roxanne all going to be in the Rumble this year. Let's talk about, first of all, how legendary that trio is right now. And let's discuss it before we come to the realization of just how legendary this trio is. You have Raquel Rodriguez, future superstar, future world champion, future possible face of the women's division at some point. You have Roxanne Perez, same exact thing. Future superstar, future world champion, and future face of the women's division at some point. Liv Morgan, literally, currently, exactly all three of those things. All three of these women are going to be future faces of the roster at some point, and all three of them are on the same team. Liv Morgan, Roxanne Perez, Raquel Rodriguez, who wins the Royal Rumble if it is somebody from the Judgment Day?
Out of those three?
Yeah.
Liv? 100%. 101%. That is Liv Morgan.
Good. Let's talk about Liv Morgan and her been in every single Rumble that, in her career.
This is my girl.
has come in runner up, I think, twice over the last 4 years or 5 years.
Yep. She's always one of the last ones.
She is somebody who has gotten very close, has never done it. Can Liv Morgan do it this year? Will Liv Morgan win the Royal Rumble? What are your thoughts on Liv Morgan entering? Here in a few minutes, in an hour.
So, y'all all know from my top 10 list, Liv Morgan was number one. I am the biggest Liv Morgan girl. And I was just talking to Darren about it. Every single podcast that has to do with the Royal Rumble, except for my first one, I think, I have voted Liv Morgan to win the Royal Rumble. And I think this year is finally her year. And like she said, she has incredible luck when she's in Saudi Arabia. So I think tonight's her night. Even if it costs the Judgment Day, I think tonight is her night. Because...
What do you mean by that? That she has incredible luck in Saudi Arabia? Explain that for whoever might not know that's listening.
The... luck that Liv has in Saudi Arabia, she beat Becky Lynch for the Women's World Heavyweight Championship. She became the first and most important women's crown jewel champion.
And now she's going to win the Royal Rumble,
exactly.
Three times the charm.
And if my predictions are right, and Finn Balor does win the Royal Rumble, we will have Finn Balor and Liv Morgan, two members of the Judgment Day, going after gold.
On the road to WrestleMania.
And people have been saying there's been some tension between Liv and Finn recently. Not like...
There has, yeah.
Like, not like evil tension, like they hate each other, but just like they've been working together. And a lot of people are saying that's from the way beginning of her joining the Judgment Day, mm-hmm. that they've been scheming together since the beginning.
He got her in, right?
Yes, he got her in.
And then that would be interesting. Roxanne Perez, Raquel Rodriguez, less likely to win out of the two.
Less likely to win? Raquel.
Raquel. Roxanne Perez, what are the chances she wins tonight? Would that play into the story afterwards? And I will just mention, I will just throw that out there. It wasn't last year that she just broke the record for longest entrant in Royal Rumble history for the women.
Yep. See.
Do it now, WWE.
Those are my top two.
Now.
Those are my top two.
100%.
Roxanne and Liv.
And three is Chelsea Green for me, because if you want to go a completely opposite direction, if you want to
throw
everybody
off
for a loop, if you want to create a... Okay. This is either very biased of me, or whoever it was that says she's at her peak is already... is right. But if you want to create a massive, massive star, I think Chelsea Green is ready, willing, and able. And I think she might be the most ready, willing, and able. I think she is currently more ready than what Tiffy was whenever they put the belt on her. She's more ready than Jade Cargill. She's more ready than Stephanie Vaquer. She's more ready than Roxanne Perez. She's as ready as Liv Morgan. She has an understanding of the industry, of being a professional wrestler. She's a comedic gimmick. She has the potential to put on a 5-star match with a man, much less, you know, in her own division. She has every chance and every ability to be a serious character. But similar to The Miz, they don't do it. They understand what her importance is. I'm still waiting to see The Miz get one more serious run before he retires. I would like to see the same thing with Chelsea Green. I would like to see her win a Royal Rumble, get a Road to WrestleMania story. Even if it is the absolute most goofy thing ever, I think she would make it work. I think Chelsea Green is extremely underrated. I think that she is somebody who, given the opportunity, would be a massive star, would be up there with the likes of Nia Jax, Tiffany Stratton, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, etc. But that being said, Roxanne Perez, Liv Morgan, I love you. I hope you still come onto the podcast one day.
She's not because of me.
But I am 100% going to go with... I'm 100% going with Roxanne Perez. Now, my questions that I asked you at the beginning of me going on a rant for Chelsea Green. What are the chances Roxanne wins, goes over Liv Morgan, and you have this jealousy angle of Liv Morgan towards Roxanne going into WrestleMania?
Well,
ultimately, possibly, inevitably leading up to the split. And, you know.
When I was looking at the two, like, people they had in the way corner. But during Liv's just recent promo, maybe only like 30 minutes ago, Michael Cole brings up to Liv, well, what if y'all are the final three in the Royal Rumble? Oof. And Liv was like, well, Michael, and then cut off. So there was no... Because Liv is, I'm going to win.
Ooh.
Me, me, me. And Michael brought up, there is a possibility that the three of them could be the last three.
Look at the list of 30 women real quick for me before we start kind of like wrapping up this segment. Is there
last year's?
Yeah. Is there anybody on that list of superstars that you can see that is a bigger story or more exciting story than Raquel, Roxanne, and Liv ending up as the final three?
I don't think so. A lot of people did bring up the fact that Rhea Ripley is selfish and she will do whatever it takes for her to win. And she has her tag team partner in Royal Rumble.
That's
which
good.
Liv told Io, at the end of the day, it's all about Rhea.
That's true.
At the end of the day, she will turn her back on you. I know from experience.
We talked about Charlotte and Alexa. We've talked about the Judgment Day. Io Sky and Rhea Ripley is another fold in it. That is... You see why we say this is the most exciting match of the night, of the day for us in America. I look forward to it. I can't wait to get into it. I'm ready to get into it. So let's start wrapping this up and let's talk about the
surprise
entrance for the women for this year. Go ahead and let us know who we can expect or who is being whispered out there in the IWC.
So the list of names we have for the returners for the women's match is Trish Stratus, Tiffany Stratton, who has been out on injury, Bianca Belair, who has also been MIA, a return of Paige, AJ Lee, and my personal favorite, Brie Bella.
All right, so out of Trish, Brie, Tiffany Stratton, Bianca Belair, Paige, and AJ Lee, what are the chances that AJ Lee is in the Rumble tonight?
Oh, she's definitely going to be in the Rumble.
She's going to be in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
So most likely, AJ, we can scratch her off that list already. Trish, if she does come back, not winning. Okay, let's scratch her off already. It would be good to see her, though. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Trish. Brie Bella, she comes Love back, her. She's not winning. But not. Great to see her if she does. Would be cool to see her reunite with Nikki Bella. I'm a big fan of Nikki. Everybody knows that. To see them back on TV one more time for one final run, not mad at it. Paige. Does it happen? Can it happen? Will it happen?
I think it can happen, especially since same case scenario with Chris Jericho. Her name's been getting thrown around by superstars, by commentary, and her contract is up with AEW, and it's been up. And she said that just recently in an interview, if she was to come back to WWE, which she wants to, she would come back as Paige. So she wants to be Paige again.
That would be interesting. That would if the Women's Rumble returns Brie Bella and Paige, and also brings back Tiffy and Bianca, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I hate to throw this around so many times, but arguably one of the most packed or loaded Rumbles that we probably ever seen, especially considering the talent with all the call-ups and all the people who are currently on the roster. JC Jane is possibly another one that we might see tonight. Bring my girl to
the main roster.
JC Jane, they're saying, is very close, actually, right now to being called up.
Thank God.
I would love to see JC Jane on the main roster. Please, thank you, and you're welcome if it does happen. Tiffany Stratton,
I love her.
Bianca Belair is being thrown around a lot as a possible winner. What are the chances Bianca Belair or Tiffany Stratton win tonight?
Bianca, there is a big chance. Jade Cargill is the champ. That's the match that everybody has been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
A one-on-one for the title. Tiffany, same thing. She has the history with Jade.
She took the title from her.
She took the title from Tiffany.
And the rematch.
And put her on the shelf. So that could easily be the story. But I think the possibilities of Tiffy winning aren't that high. Especially since she's just coming back.
Okay.
But I believe that it will be Bianca, Liv, or Roxanne. But in the order, Liv, and then Roxanne, then Bianca.
Okay. And that's what I was going to ask you was, what do you think is the most likely to happen and the least likely? So, those are the three stories that we're watching going into this. It's Tiffy, Bianca, and obviously the Liv, Roxanne, Raquel angle. A lot, guys, to look forward to. A great day ahead of us. I look forward to it. We're going to jump off right here, right now. We're going to go get ready, go get started to watch Royal Rumble Riyadh. And I'm excited. I look forward to it. Mia, anything else you would like to say before we jump off?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to another one. We will see you soon, and we will see you guys on the next month. So enjoy Royal Rumble Riyadh for 2026, and we will catch you guys on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, you're... Your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, The Realest Underground Entertainment, Rylo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.